The founder of Polar Pork Farms suggests the big challenge in fully capitalizing on newly created export opportunities will be ramping up production to meet the expected increased demand. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of Saskatchewan's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
Canada's participation in the Comprehensive Progressive Trans-Pacific Partnership with 10 other Pacific Rim nations and the Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement with Europe are expected to create substantial opportunities to expand the export of Canadian pork. Florian Posberg, the founder of Humboldt-based Polar Pork Farm, says these agreements demonstrate that if we can grow more pork, we can find beneficial markets.
Now, Saskatchewan has actually had more growth in production than most parts of Canada in the last 5 years. We've moved up our sow herd. We've produced more hogs year over year than our neighbors. But a lot of that increase has been based on getting existing decommissioned facilities back into production. What the next step for our Saskatchewan industry is really to get back into the building mode. But we've not been building, so we don't have the infrastructure really to build. We have to, you know, find the trades and the contractors and that sort of thing. We have to determine whether we can actually get permits for commercial-sized hog operations to be built in our province again. So there are significant hurdles to overcome, but I'm hopeful that we can actually get back into the building mode and expanding our industry with new facilities.
Posberg acknowledges the pork sector went through a period from 2008 to 2013 when producers didn't make any money, and that caused a lot of damage in terms of growth. He says since then, improved profitability has renewed the level of enthusiasm in building and growing the industry again. For Farmskip.ca, I'm Bruce Cochran.